So this series, this episode is just going to be a Q&A with myself from questions from you guys. So the first one we have, let me get back and find it. The first one we have is from an individual that asked, has your perception always been to tackle your problems head to head? You know, that's a good question because for me, when I think back to my younger years, when I was going through the troubles, trials, and situations that I encountered, although I knew mentally that I could overcome anything, but I always questioned, why is this happening to me? So now later on in life, I realize that my perspective is different when I face different obstacles, troubles, trials, and situations. Instead of saying, why me now? I think to myself, if not me, then who? And that's the mindset that I have going into everything that I face, whether it's business, whether it's social media, whether it's my career. I think when tough times start to happen is, you know, it's part of the process. This is something that I have to go through. This is something that I'm going to overcome. I'm going to adapt to the situation, and I'm going to conquer, and I'll move on to the next one. Because if not me, then who? So I had that mindset now, but later or earlier in life, I didn't always have that mindset. And I can reflect back on a lot of times where I just simply wanted to give up because some of the stuff that I was going through, although I didn't, I still wanted to. And I think relaying that to you guys is just the understanding that we all go through certain stuff in life, and it might be at different times. It might be different situations. It might be different troubles and trials. But at the end of the day, you have what it takes to overcome anything that you face. But you have to believe in yourself. And nowadays, my mindset is no matter what's in front of me, if it's an obstacle, if it's a trouble, trial, or situation, I'm going to overcome it. Because if not me, then who? So I hope that answers your question. We'll do one more. Can you... This is a good one. I get asked this question all the time. Do you have plans on staying in the military? And if not, what's your plans for the next 5 years? You know, being in this position that I'm in today, I would have never dreamed that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. Although I never had intentions to ever do 20 years in the service, my goal when I initially joined was I wanted to do something like a lot of service members, wanted to do something for my country. But my grandfather, he was in the military, and I always looked up to him. So it was something that I kind of wanted to just do and give tribute to him because I knew that he took pride in it, and it was something bigger than himself. So I fell into those footsteps. Do I have plans on doing 20 years? I never have had plans on doing 20 years. I've actually now been in the service longer than I ever intended to be. So I don't know what this next chapter holds, but I'm now transitioning where I have a good balance. I have hired a manager, a media team, and they take care of a lot of stress for me. Envisionist, if you guys don't know who they are, I will tag them in the video. They're phenomenal. And as an influencer, content creator, it seems that it would be a hard balance in life to be a service member and active duty, as well as being a content creator and influencer. But I would highly recommend hiring somebody to help you manage, because that's where I thought as an early influencer or creator that I had to do everything myself. Nowadays, I kind of just sit back and create the content, and I let them focus on everything else as far as emails, branding, sponsors, DMs, so on and so forth. It's been super easy realizing now what I had to do the first 2 years to what I'm having to do now with social media is it's completely transitioned to where I just create the content. And I love that aspect of it because it gives me more free time, more family time. And I'm not saying that if you're an upcoming influencer that you have to have a manager, because I agree and think everybody has to go through the storm or the struggles to kind of get that sense of this is a hard thing to tackle and to do, but it's very capable, especially if you have the mindset like I was talking about earlier. But the next 5 years, I don't know. I have just now, as you guys seen in the last episode, I have bought 12 acres of land, and we're calling it the Mr. Griffiths Compound, where I will open it up to my hometown, Macquarie County, Kentucky, where it's directed towards the youth. They'll have the ability to come into the compound and ride dirt bikes, skateboards, bicycles, so on and so forth. We plan on, I just now talked with some individuals that's going to be digging a half acre pond. We're going to be throwing some blops in there to do a lot of fun water videos. And it's just something that I take pride in because I never thought that I would be the individual being in the shoes that I'm at, that I'm in to be able to give back to a community that I came from. You know, because when I think back to it, I was that small kid that had all those hopes, dreams, and aspirations to be able to help individuals in need. And that's what I'm able to do now with my platforms. Sometimes it's serious content. Sometimes I resonate with individuals that are struggling, that's went through troubles and trials and situations that's similar to what I had went through. And then other times what I get to do is literally just be a full-time content creator and influencer and have fun. And that's what I inspire and motivate you guys to do as well. No matter what you go through in life, there's still light at the end of the tunnel. And I believe if you have the mindset that no matter what you go through, then and you can overcome it, then you're setting yourself up for success. Because a lot of times what I've done in the early stages of my content creation is I had that mindset of that I had been through a lot of stuff and nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Who wants to listen to somebody that has been through all the troubles and trials and situations that I had, but I come on here and try to tell individuals that they can overcome something, they can be inspired, they can be motivated, they so on and so forth. So I just take a lot of pride in each of you guys reaching out, asking all the questions because I love doing this. I love being able to give back. I love being able to help people. I love being able to build a community. And that's my plans. And if the Army allows me to do that, I have no issues with staying in the uniform. But the day that I cannot do that and be real and transparent with what I've went through and what I'm going through and how I can help and assist individuals. You know, when I said in the beginning stages of my social media, if God is willing to wake me up each and every day with air in my lungs and a voice to speak, then I'll do it in His name. I don't need millions of followers. I don't need the platforms that I have. Although it's cool, it's awesome to have it, to be able to reach out to individuals, I don't need them because if these platforms go away tomorrow, I'm still going to be doing the same thing that I'm doing right now, just maybe with a different audience or a different location or something else. But I have no intentions on stopping what I'm doing. I feel as of right now, I'm just now getting started in this next chapter of my life with this compound and transitioning and having that balance with the military. It's going to be fun, and I hope that you guys enjoyed this video. Ask me some questions in the comments below, and I'll get back to them. I don't know what episode we'll do it, but I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you guys.